لا إله إلا الله، لا إله إلا الله، محمد رسول الله، علي ولي الله.
أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الأول قبل الإنشاء والإحياء، والآخر بعد فناء الأشياء. تفرد بالأولية والقدم، ووسم كل شيء ما عداه بالفناء والعدم. كما قال عز شأنه: كل شيء هالك إلا وجهه، وكل نفس دائقة الموت. وقال: كل من عليها فان، ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون. ونشهد أن الأئمة من ولده أئمة الهدى وكلمة التقوى وأعلام الورى. وصلى الله على بقية الله الأعظم حجة ابن الحسن، أرواحنا وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفدا، الذي بيمنه رزق الورى. واللعنة على أعدائهم أعداء الله من يومنا هذا إلى يوم لقاء الله. أما بعد، فقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين: بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات والإخوة والأخوات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. My dear brothers and sisters, as we are reaching to the final moments of holy month of Sha'ban, that was month a step towards the month of piety, month of rahmat, a month of blessing, and a month of forgiveness. Allah gave us opportunity through Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam that we can complete this month, and with his love, with his seerah, with following his path, we can reach to the month that is month to be guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the month when Allah will host his mu'mineen. Today I would like to speak about introduction of holy month of Ramadan. But if we like to introduce holy month of Ramadan, how I can introduce, because it's not the month that I can speak about that, or I made this month. The one who has designated the months into 12, and the one who has designated a month within the year as holy month of Ramadan, he introduces this month. So it's important that we need to learn from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala how he introduces the month. If somebody asks you, what is holy month of Ramadan for? Your answer is going to be that a month that is month of fasting. Most of the time we recognize month of Ramadan through a month of fasting. But when we look at the language of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Quran, we do not see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ الَّذِي كُتِبَ فِيهِ الصِّيَامِ. That month of Ramadan is a month when fasting is being prescribed. No, that has not been said. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduces month of Ramadan in Surah Baqarah by saying, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This is a month when Quran was revealed. That means significance of holy month of Ramadan is Quran. Fasting is a practice. It can be because Allah wanted the people to pay gratitude for what they have received. All the practices that are being said, it's because this month it includes the most important guidance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This month of Ramadan is month of Quran. When it's month of Quran, that means Quran is very important. Quran, it is important for mu'mineen that they need to pay attention towards that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this Quran as a guide, as a GPS for our life, that we can set this GPS for our life and just follow. Following the holy month of Ramadan, that means following the Quran. Unfortunately, when we just look at ourselves, comparing with Quran, where we are, everyone should compare today. Think about yourself, where we are in regards to Quran. Are we good reciter of Quran? Are we the people that actually have been able to learn about translation of Quran? Have we really strived to learn few of the surahs with translation? How much really we paid attention to this Quran? Quran is a book that is guide. And if, for example, somebody tries to drive without any guide, then what is going to happen? In order to achieve your license, then also you go through a guide. In order to be a Muslim, follower of the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we need to look at the guide, the menu that is being set, is sent down during this month. Why this menu was sent? Quran says, شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. There are two kinds of the guidance in this Quran. One, it's open for everybody, all the people of the world. As far as it's guidance for every human being in this world. One should be mankind. They have to come out of animal history, then they can understand Quran. While they are living in animal life, they will not be able to. Hudal linnas. But when it's been said about mu'mineen, it's been said bayyinatun min al-huda wal furqan. Quran is bayyina, it's not just a guidance. It's clear guidance. It has evidences. A mu'min needs to do tadabbur in Quran, needs to find deeply the meaning that are secrets of Quran. Because for people it's been said it's hudal linnas, it's just a guidance. For those who really like to think about that and try to understand, it's a bayyina, it's an evidence, it's a proof. Let us find proofs from Quran rather than just looking at Quran on the surface of Quran. Then it's been said about month of Ramadan, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. So you see, in the second stage we have been said, when Allah introduced the month of Ramadan by saying it's month of Quran, then he said, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرَ فَلْيَصُمْ. If somebody has certainty that month has started, moon has sighted. So many times people they say that how we need to start. It's been said to the individuals, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ. Every individual should have certainty. Then they need to fast. If they don't have that certainty, they should not. So it's been left upon individuals that they need to find it out. And Maharaji, they have said what are the paths of certainty. They have defined what is the way, how we can obtain that certainty. Maharaji are not going to say that this month has sighted or not. Maharaji are going to say how we can define, how we can find out that month has started or not. Then Quran says, وَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَعِدَّةٌ مِّنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Islam is a religion that is for everyone, every single individual. And Islam is a religion that is easy religion. The people, those who become sick, or those who are travelers, they need to fast some other days. So you see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves to the human being. How much He is kind and merciful that He has considered about our sickness. He has considered about our traveling. Sometimes we think that these laws are difficult for us. Believe me, that laws that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed are easy for us. Laws are being sent that we can live an easy life. They are not being sent that we make it difficult for ourselves. Because Quran has said, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. Some people, they just like to make religion for themselves as difficult. Religion is easy. It's for our ease. It's not for our difficulty. It's not to harm ourselves. It is to make ourselves that we can be on the day of judgment in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make our life easy in this world and hereafter. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً. Quran has said, we wanted to have ease for you. We did not want to have difficult life for you. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah guide us through Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that special guidance that He has sent down in Quran. May Allah make this Quran as proof for us. Provide evidences through Quran. I ask Allah, may Allah give us opportunity that we can do tadabbur in Quran. May Allah give us opportunity we can welcome the holy month of Ramadan. May Allah forgive us before holy month of Ramadan starts. May Allah forgive all our sins that we have committed in the past. Allahumma ghafir lana warhamna wa'afina wa'afu anna fi dunya wal akhirah innaka ala kulli shay'in qadir. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwallahu ahad, Allahus samad, lam yalid wa lam yulad wa lam yakul lahu kufuwan ahad. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الواحد الأحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وحبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد وعلى وصي رسول رب العالمين أمير المؤمنين علي بن أبي طالب وعلى سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى السيدين الشبابين الإمامين الحسن والحسين سيدي الشباب أهل الجنة اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي عليهم الصلاة والسلام. اللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك على مولانا صاحب الزمان ما حيا طال البدع والطغيان. اللهم عجل فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره. أما بعد، وقال الله الحكيم في كتابه المبين: يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. أما بعد، أيها المؤمنون والمؤمنات، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله. Brothers and sisters, I advise myself and invite all of you to be obedient before we enter to the month of obedience, a month that a Muslim practices all its practices, and Islam becomes an obvious religion in this world. Islam becomes a religion that becomes open guidance to all the humanity. This is month demonstrate Islam. It is a month of demonstration that we need to demonstrate as a Muslim. And this is the month that all the practices of Islam are being demonstrated by a Muslim, that he can practice and be trained. This is a month to take provision for whole year, to prepare ourselves for a year. A good businessman would try to take as much as benefits it's possible during this month, because it's been said, أَيَّامُهُ أَفْضَلُ الْأَيَّامُ. Its days are best of the days. سَاعَاتُهُ أَفْضَلُ السَّاعَاتِ. Its hours are best of the hours. When this kind of month has been given, brothers and sisters, it's been said, عَمَلُكُمْ فِيهِ مَقْبُولٌ. Your practices during this month are going to be accepted. وَدُعَاءُكُمْ فِيهِ مُسْتَجَابٌ. Your supplications during this month are going to be accepted. وَنَوْمُكُمْ فِيهِ عِبَادَةٌ. Your sleep, it becomes a worship. وَأَنفَاسُكُمْ فِيهِ تَسْبِيحٌ. That even taking a breath, it becomes as tasbih. Every single moment that a mu'min spends during this holy month with the niyat, with intention of being in the holy month of Ramadan, every moment becomes worship. Every moment becomes a tasbih. Allah is counting every moment of our life during this month. At the end of the verse that I have recited, it's been said, وَلِتُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ. That as it is started with sighting the moon, its days has to be completed. تُكْمِلُ الْعِدَّةَ. وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. When you complete holy month of Ramadan, then it's the time that you need to pay gratitude before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah has guided you. لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. Month of Ramadan has provided us complete guidance, has given us a complete GPS to our life. Now it's our duty that we need to glorify Allah, pay gratitude on the day of Eid. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. Though you can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During month of Ramadan, at the end of holy month of Ramadan, we need to pay gratitude and thank Allah for the greatest guidance that He has provided us. Every day we need to say, Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada. He has guided us through Quran. And especially those who are followers of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, look at du'as and supplications like du'a-i josh and kabir, du'a-i iftitah. How many du'as that A'imma alayhimus salam have gifted us that we can be guided. There is nothing like that in any other school. The treasure that you find and the school of thought of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam cannot be found in anywhere else. Try to take benefits of that. There are du'as after every prayer. There are du'as that are daily du'as. There are du'as for morning and evening. There are du'as for the night. There is du'a for suhoor. See how much Ahlul Bayt salam used to care about this holy month of Ramadan. That every single moment they used to spend counting the times of holy month of Ramadan. So dear brothers and sisters, before we enter to holy month of Ramadan, let us prepare ourselves for this month. Be with Quran during this month. Be with du'as, in the service of du'as. Be in the service of Quran. Place Quran at houses. Open that during this month, that we can be familiar with Quran. On the Day of Judgment, it's been said that Holy Prophet, Messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is going to complain before Allah. قَالَ الرَّسُولُ إِنَّ قَوْمِي اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا. My nation has departed from Quran. One of the complaints of Prophet, peace be upon him, on the Day of Judgment is going to be about Quran. Let us not stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, that we become in the court of Prophet, peace be upon him, that he complains against us. Prepare yourself. This holy month, it's going to give you opportunity and give me opportunity that we can get closer to the Quran. Alhamdulillah, center provides opportunity for recitation for Quran. Unfortunately, sometimes I see that when Quran is recited, center is empty. That must be the time that center needs to be filled. People, they should feel responsible that they should come to listen speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rather than listening the speeches of others. Anybody's speech, it becomes secondary. My speech, anybody else's speech, it becomes secondary. First listen to the speeches of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Try to pay attention. Be in recitation of Quran. Not to depart from Quran. When dua is recited also, take part in that. As holy month of Ramadan is also month of serving the mu'mineen and giving services to the mu'mineen. Being open to give iftar, being generous during this month. Giving iftar is the much more rewarded in Islam. So let us be generous that we can practice this important practices as well. There are many needies in this world. We need to take care of them during holy month Ramadan. When you like to give iftar, then those who are needy, you need to really pay attention to them, that they can also live, not only in other countries, but there are people, those who are living in the same city, brothers and sisters, but they may not have food to eat at time. Don't think that people from outside, there are poor people in everywhere. We need to think about our community, people, those who are living around us. There may be the people, those who do not have a food for the time. Sometimes when people, they come to our center and come asking, then I realize that not necessary that in poor countries, poverty is everywhere. We need to look at our community, surroundings, first of all. First responsibility is about the people, those who live surrounding us. And then we need to think about other parts of the world as well. As our brothers, they are starting some sponsoring program for the iftar for Pakistan and rest of the countries. I would like to also request all of you to be helpful for that. I would also like to request everybody, as many people they attend during the holy month of Ramadan, be a volunteer, give your services to the community, that we can complete this month as we used to spend in the past, with cooperation, with coordination, with the help of Mu'mineen Mu'minat. Alhamdulillah, our community is a very active community, and we have large number of the people, those who attend during the holy month of Ramadan. It will be a great opportunity for everyone, that we need to volunteer. We need to give our services wherever we are needed. Dear brothers and sisters, I would also like to appreciate our many brothers and sisters, those who are giving food during the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. And this is significance about this center only, that it was open for mu'mineen, those who are fasting, even in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban. And now we are entering to the holy month of Ramadan. I would like to request all those who are volunteering during the month of Rajab and Sha'ban, and they were providing the food to mu'mineen, now is the month to really practice that. Now is the month that we need to ask funds from mu'mineen and to make this center as a center of mu'mineen, center that is open for everybody, and our youth and our children can enjoy it during this month to come into the center, inshallah. As you can see, brothers and sisters, that situation in Iraq, that in the past 3 weeks, almost 3 weeks, that this country, it's been occupied, part of the country, by the terrorists. And the country's responsible authorities, and especially our Maraji and great Marja Ayatollah Al-Uzma Sistani, has invited the people of this country for jihad. He has invited the people that those who are going to be killed in this war, they are going to be considered as a mujahid and shaheed. And they do not need to be given ghusl, but they should be buried without ghusl, because he considered them as shaheed. It's really interesting in the development that we can see that in the past, people, they used to say that Hauza Ilmiya Najaf and Qum, and they used to distinguish between Hausas, that one is moderate Hausa and second is a Hausa that are really thinking very hard, and they are people that those who are very advanced, and today they are people, those who are revolutionary people. Sometimes they are being blamed by many type of the blames. But let us think that today when we see the stand of our Maraji, we can see that they are together. Their stands are going to be same when it's needed for Islam. We can see a complete unity. In the past, people used to say that this Hausa is more political. We would like to go in Najaf. I used to listen to somebody saying that we would like to go to Najaf because Hausa Ilmiya Qum is more political. So let me ask them now, where you're going to go now? Which Hausa you're going to find now? No, Hausa Ilmiya Najaf is also political Hausa, because it's asking government that you have to form your government. It's demanding the army that you have to stand. It's asking people to take weapon in their hands. It's asking people that you have to become shaheed. So this is not politics, same politics that few years back Imam Rizwanullah Ta'ala had asked the people, and now we are reaching up to the point that our houses, they have recognized that. They have recognized that it is the need of the time, that they have to take stand. If they do not take stand, then they are going to be suffering, and their communities are going to be suffering. So it's not an issue today that which Hausa, what stand they have, and we are all united. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for being united, at least in our stands. And if Marja has said one thing from the Najaf, another side, our ulama and our houses, they have supported that. And that brings a complete unity. And in the past, whenever Wali Faqih Hafadhullah has said anything, then it's not been opposed by anybody. And all the Maraji, they were silent, and their silence itself, it was the support. And if he has asked for the unity, then Ayatollah Al-Uzma Sistani also, he said about the unity. And his phrase about the unity that you can today listen, it is online. His representative, when he want to speak about the unity between Sunni and Shia, at that time he said that لا تقولوا أهل السنة إخواننا بل تقولوا أنفسنا. Do not call them as brothers, but call them as yourselves, as your family members. We as Muslims, we are together. Yes, we have differences. These differences should not make us that we can stand against one another. These differences should not make us enemies, but we have to stand together. And alhamdulillah, in the case of Iraq, we can see that our Muslims, they are standing together. Our muftis have given fatwas, and from all over the world, there is one voice, but we can see there is a group that is being completely distinguished and isolated, and that is the group that is the Kafiris group that is standing against Islamic values. But we can see another voice, brothers and sisters, that President Obama, the country where we live today, President Obama is asking the Congress for $500 million for Syria. Not for country of Syria, not for government of the Syria, not for establishment of the Syria. Let me, you know, tell you why he's asking. He's asking $500 million from the Congress that it has to be given to the rebels of the Syria. So first of all, let me ask that at the moment, issue is not Syria. Isn't that strange? That when issue of the world is Iraq, he's asking fund for Syria. It seems to be very strange. It's very interesting demand. That he should be asking something for Iraq. He should be asking from the Congress. That means Western countries today, they have not realized that world where it's going today, it is standing against them. And they are taking stupid actions. And with their stupidity, they would be isolated from the world. They will cut themselves from the whole world. That you're asking for rebels in Syria. So what is something to do with Mr. Obama and rebels? Are the rebels people, those who are supported by the people in this country? Are the rebels those who are being voted by the people of the country? So if you are, you support democracy, then let me ask a question that there is a president who is elected president of this country, and he has been elected by 80% of the votes of this country. Why you should be asking for rebels? Isn't that interesting? What is interest of America while it's thousands of miles away, a country that is establishing its peace, tries to establish its peace, and again we want to give that much money to the rebels? No, it's not for Syria, brothers and sisters. It is not for Syria. As I've said, that those who are fighting today in Iraq, those so-called rebels, terrorists, and criminals who are fighting today in Iraq, they came from Syria. And they are going to be formed again to go back to Syria again, to destabilize the Syria again. But brothers and sisters, it's very sad to see that there is a complete isolation and political isolation of these countries, that they do not understand where world stands today. World is completely standing against them. People of the world, they are thinking against them. Even people in America, I know the people in America, they are not on the same page. Most of people, they do not have any interest today about these issues. They lost their trust in the government. But media is promoting something else. Another thing that I would like to mention, brothers and sisters, in the issue of Iraq, there is a group that is so-called Muslims and so-called ulama, our centers sometimes, they start speaking about that and they start sending petitions and letters. Then you read them. I would like to request everybody to read those petitions, what they're asking. If you conclude, hold their petition, they are saying, Al-Madad, Al-Madad, Ya America. These are so-called scholars. They were imams, but they are saying that. They say, Al-Ajal, Al-Ajal, Ya America. You have to hasten. They don't like to say al-ajal, al-ajal, ya sahib al-zaman. They don't like to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are calling the people towards the worldly powers. See that how they are teaching shirk to the people. What kind of people they are? What kind of the Islamic center they are? What kind of the scholars they are? They do not like to invite the people towards monotheism, towards powers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But unfortunately, they started teaching the people that we can only survive if we seek help from Russia, America, Britain, and some other powers. If we are going to rely, then our problems are going to be solved. These were the people. These were so-called Islamic centers. These were so-called ulama, those who invited America to go in Iraq. And you can imagine today how many millions of people they are being killed in Iraq. Can they go and look at the prisons in Iraq that were being made in the time when America had invaded? Can they go how many people they are being tortured in this country? Because when it was being invaded by the country of America, now they are again asking. They have not taken any lesson. They have not taken any lesson. They can see that today these terrorists are attacking in this country because it was invaded. But again they are asking, can you come again please? Would like to have your help again. We need to condemn those who are voicing against the Islamic values and those who are seeking help from others rather than seeking help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah hasten the reappearance of Imam Zaman. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the followers and supporters of Imam Zaman. May Allah give us opportunity that we can see the time when peace and justice is being revealed. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah give success to all mu'mineen and muslimin in the world. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, may Allah prolong the life of our maraji and leader. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us opportunity we can stand with our maraji and leader. Allahumma ajjal li waliyika al-faraj waj'alna min a'wanihi wa ansarihi wal mustashhadina bayna yaday. Allahumma ighfir lil mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat bijah Muhammadin wa alihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wal 'asr innal insana lafi khusr illa alladhina amanu wa 'amilus salihati wa tawassaw bil haqqi wa tawassaw bis sabr. Wassalamu alaykum jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.